Shir Tesvav and Melicha Chaf Beis Tevei Seitov Shemem Gimel January 7, 1983 on Friday continued.
On the salting board, Shiomil, but after all, the moment 24 minutes expired, according to those who are hearing Harash and who hold that it's Riseach, even after it was Shiomil on the salting board. So how are we allowed to let the Chtichas Bosor stay on the salting board beyond the Shir Mil? After all, it's still Riseach, so maybe some of the dam will be Nivla in the Chtichas Bosor. The answer is because since it stays on the salting board, so Mimele there is no dichak, there is no pressure. So Mimele it will not be Nivla. Mashein Kei if you cut it with a knife. So then it's like putting the Chtichas Bosor in the Klishei Menuke, according to the Isri. So if you put the Chtichas Bosor with the Melach after it was Sheyeshio Melichet in the Klishei Menuke, so then it becomes Osa. So even if you put it in the Klishei Menuke for a moment only, so if you are Chintachet with the Sakin, so that moment it's placed in the Klishei Menuke. As long as it stays on the salting board, so anything that comes that is exuded, from the Tichas Bosor drips down because it's placed in Islam. Or if it's placed in the Kli Minuke, so it drips out. Mashein Kein, if you put it in the Kli Sheini Minuke, so there it doesn't drip out. So if you cut it with the knife, so it's like placing it in a kli sheni menuke. So maybe it becomes awesome. So he says, "V'vidvorot avo pishesua agosam melakishi osam melakishi ben yopiyote." So that's difficult. So we have to explain it the way the Taz explains it. And then the second din is not difficult. V'osalachtech menu bisaki kineshi lechenu v'imchotach tzolch lagile. So he has to make a gole in the saki, because since it's still Isaiah. So that means he was chayteich bosor iseach with isaki. Now suppose since the bosor is bosor iseach and you are chayteich with isaki, so some drops of dam might be nivla in the saki. So in order to kasha the saki, you have to make a gola in the saki. All right. ויש מתיר לאחתר בסקים לאחר ששור שיר מליחה די מליחה לכל וכי ניקה דמותה. In other words, those there are some who are מתיר לאחתר בסקים לאחר ששור שיר מליחה די מליחה לכל וכי ניקה דמותה. So in other words, when the Rambo says ויש מתיר לאחתר בסקים לאחר ששור שיר מליחה, he doesn't mean because of Shikas Rashi. According to Rashi Shite, so it goes without saying that it's muta. And the Mechaber himself said, "Ulfidvoro also lachtech men misakin." What does it mean, ulfidvoro? Only according to those who are hilik on Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's not reseach anymore. It's not reseach. It's zayden. So of course it's muta to be chayta misakin, because it's not it's zayden. So the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says we also lachtech men misakin, he had reference to the Shite of the Yesh Eisri, that it is Riseach even after the melech has fulfilled its function. So the isichus, hamelech is not subsided, so the mele the bosal is bosal iseach. So since it's a bosal iseach and it has done on the surface, so you're not allowed to use a sakin, a head of the sakin in cutting it, because then you'll contaminate the sakin, because the dam will be need. Why the sakin? Because it's iseach. So, but of course, according to Rashi, it's tzenet. So, mainly, when the Rambam says v'yish matirim lachter v'sakin lachas shesho shiur milicha v'milicha v'kelim v'chelika v'muta, he doesn't mean the yish matirim. That's Rashi shita, because according to Rashi, so the Mechaber himself said that it's muta, and then the Rambam himself shaloi mulok mepset merube passed like the those who are going on Rashi. So how could he say v'yish matirim? Rashi shita, because the Rambam himself except in a hardship situation, so he passed not like Rashi but like the other Rishon. So what Rambam means, Yesh Matirim, even according to Yesh Esri, many say that it's muta to be chita for Isaki. Why? Because they knew Chalikeli. So the Shach says Sif Peches, they knew Chalikeli Kelema, they had done Mishrek Shoy, they knew Rabisaki. וכן כוסה בתרסחת הוסיף פה לזיין אבל ודא יש מליחה לכלי לעניין שבלי השפיר על במליחה היכה דורקת טיימן למישך שורי ומהי טיימן הספרי שאין המינוקר שאין מלאפי so in other words, even though the Rambam says that he may call it religious so it's still muta to cut it with the sacking and the sacking does not become mosea why? Because in the Chalikeli so in Mele the sacking will not be belaya the droplets of dam, so is it why? Because in Michal Kelim, so the Shach has the kasher. Even Michal Kelim implies that Moliach Harei Kreseach does not have the effect of being mafrit from the Kelim, but Moliach Harei Kreseach certainly has the effect of being mavliyim. It being mavliyim to someone. So Memele, how can you use the expression in Michal Kelim? So the Shach says, he really doesn't mean in Michal Kelim. What he means is because Dam Mishrek Shoy. So the Hashul Chom explains. Now the question is, Monefshak, if he means Dam Mishrek Shoy, why does he use the expression in Michal Kelim? It's not a question of Kelim. It's because Dam Mishrek Shoy. So the Hashul Chom explains it. Because in Simen Ayin, Sifei, in Simen Ayin, Sivo, so he says like this. Yesh Yisrael, we turn to Simen Ayin Sivon. Yesh Yisrael, we take Boso, shall we Nimlach Klau, or Yishin Nimlach Upolat Koldome, in Boso, shall Nimlach Kedim Plitosi Dam. If Yisha Boso, shall we Nimlach, or Yishin Nimlach Upolat Koldome, Chezer Ubelea, Mima Shechavir Ipele. Yesh Matirim, Al Yidei Milich. Yesh Matirim, Al Yidei Milich, Shein Lechem Lachakach, Ki Oz Yavrit Koldam Sheboa. ויש מתירים בכל זה ולכתחילה יש רוחש לדברי זה so he says יש עשרי ליטים בוסו שולמים לך קל או ישנים לך ופולת כל דומה עם בוסו שנים לך כן את רואה סידם to put it in contact with the בוסו that is still in the process of excluding the dam as a result of the milik. Why? If Shabbos or Shalom Nimlach, or Yishin Nimlach Upalat Kol Dome, is Chizir Ubelea Ma Shechavei Repelei. Chizir Ubelea Ma Shechavei Repelei. So, even though you put it on the salting board, but in view of the fact, that one Chitichas Boso, the one Chitichas Boso was already Nimlach Upalat Kol Dome. And or one chtichas bosor is when you are cloud. Now, and another chtichas bosor is in the process of being peeled down. So that dam that constantly comes out on the salting board from the chtichas bosor that is in salt. So that dam can be absorbed by the bosor shall in the cloud or by the bosor that was in the political dam. V'yesh matirin al dimuliche achakach ki oz yafnit kol dam. Shebor. So look in the Taz in Sif Yud Aleph. V'yesh matirin. So he says, V'yesh So he says, "Yish batirim al mechenu shein mechenu achakach, mechenu achakach." So that means the first case, because the mechaber at the beginning of Sivov discusses two situations. One situation is to put bosa shalim lach klal. Next to, adjacent to ichtichas boso, that ninuach kiden to tosigam. So there are some who are matir. Why are they matir? Why are they matir? Because we say that agav gore, in other words, agav gore of its own dam, that it will be paid, because the first case in Sivov discusses the situation where the Tichas Bosor was leaning like cloud. So the melee, when you are Meleachet, so that will extract its own natural dam content. So along with its own natural dam, so Kibeli Kach Pelte, it will also be paid the dam that it absorbed from the Tichas Bosor Kedem Plitosi dam. Mashenke in the second case, so the first yesh matirim is not matir. Why? Because you only say kibeli kachpeute agav gore of its own natural dam, but we do not say kibeli kachpeute not agav gore. But then he says v'yesh matirim b'cholze, v'yesh matirim b'cholze. In other words, there are some who are matir. There are some who are matir even in the second case. In other words, a boso that nimlach upolat kodome, that has no natural dam content anymore, because all the dam was already taken out. So that could also be placed in contact with boso shenimlach kinim plutosi dam. Here we couldn't say kibeli kach peyote agav gore of its own natural dam. It doesn't have its own natural dam. So why are the matirim chose? So he says, "Kolima afil b'seife, the lesbi dam shel atzmei afil hochem muter al b'miliche achakei." Why? So they are two pshati. Either because we say kibeli kach peyote independently of its agav gore of its own dam content, or because of dam mishrek shoy. That's the way the Gro explains it. V'yesh matir in the first line, the Gro. Afilu b'seife. Uch mishikosav, ayen silbeiz b'shem Rav Netam. What's Rav Netam shite? The dam mishrek shoyk. So we don't have to worry, lest the chtiche, that already got rid of its dam content, will be bileya from the chtiche that is in the process of being pale dam on the salting board. Why? Because dam mishrek shoyk. Samele Dor Hashulchan explains this Ramo, when Ramo says, "V'yesh matir lachtir misakim lachas sheshor shir miliche dei miliche likelim v'chein nikya dimutea." So in other words, so the kasher by the shachis, what's the shaykhes of the miliche likelim here? A miliche likelim implies that Muliach HaNikrisiyah does not have the potential of being mafid from the Kelim. But to be mafliyah, it can. And here, if he uses his sakin, so then the sakin should become contaminated, because the Chtichas Bosor is still Riseyach, according to the Yesh Yisrim, Wachilik and Rashi Shite. So Mimele, it will be Mavliya. So that's not a question of being Mavlit from Isakim, it's a question of being Mavliya into the Isakim. So what's the Shaykhes of a Milichal Kelim? So the Shach says he doesn't mean a Milichal Kelim, he means Dam Mishrek Shorik. So why does he use the expression a Milichal Kelim? Let him use the expression Dam Mishrek Shorik. So the Hashulcha says, in view of the fact that the Mechaber mentions a shite, that yesh yisrilit in boso shalimim lachlal, oy shenim lachu polat kodome, in boso shenim lach kelim plutosi dam. So in other words, we do not say, but then there is another shite, v'yesh batirim b'chol zeh. That's because of the mishrak shorik. But the first loshen in the Mechaber rejects the shite of the mishrak shorik. And the Mechaber Paskos Lechatchilim, we have to be chayshish for the Shite, that rejects the Shite of Dal Mishchek Shoyt. So the Mele, why does the Rambo say here, V'yesh Matirin Lachter V'sakir Lachashashor Shiyam Liche, Dein Lichal Kelim, true Dal Mishchek Shoyt, but Lechatchilim, we are chayshish for the Shite Sarishenim, that we do not say Dal Mishchek Shoyt? The answer is, even the Rishenim, who do not apply Dal Mishchek Shoyt Ligabli Boso, so Mashiachim Ligabi Kele, they do apply the concept of Damishrek Shoyt, because it's much easier for Ichtichas Boso, which is relatively soft, to be Leia Dam than it is for a Kele, which is relatively hard and sturdy, to be Leia Dam. So in other words, those Rishenim, the first Yeshesrim in Sivov, in Siman Ayin Sivov, who say that if you put a chtichas boso that was already nilach vihudach upolat kodami near on the salting board, the near a chtichas boso that is in the process of being peled down, so then this chtichas boso, the first yesh eisrim, says that this chtichas boso becomes osa. The other, the yesh batir b'cholze, say it doesn't become osa. Why? Because dam mishrek shoyt. So this chtichas boso will not absorb dam from the other chtichas boso that constantly is spilling down. Why? Because dam mishrek shoyt. But the yesh eisrim holds that this chtichas boso will absorb the dam, in spite of the fact that dam has a tendency to lie down. So even the first yesh eisrim in Siman Ayin Sivov, who doesn't apply the concept of dam mishrek shoyt, so in respect to chtichas boso, which is relatively soft, so these Rishenim do not apply the concept of dam mishrek shoyt, but in connection with the sakin kele, which is relatively hard and sturdy, so even the yesh eisrim will apply the concept of dam mishrek shoyt. That's why the Rambo uses the expression in lichal kele. He doesn't use the expression of dam mishrek shoyt, because if he had used the expression of dam mishrek shoyt, so it would imply that the Rambo is matter lechatchile even respect to Ichtichas Boso also, and the Rambo is not matter lechatchile in respect to Ichtichas Boso. Even the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Sivo, who is more mekel than the Rambo over there, so he asks it lechatchile. Alachas kamo lichamo, the Rambo, as a matter of fact, the Rambo paskens here in the Agoye in Siman Ayin Sivov, but if you will be the Eved Leagim the Osrei in Nof al Boso Shekvor Polat Kodome Vitzirei it's al Boso Shalisho Adayin Shio Melech. So there, in connection with Echtichas Boso, the Rambo does not apply the concept of Dam Mishrek Shorik in the Eved, and here is Matar in Lechatchile. So it's not on the basis of that, exclusively on the basis of Dam Mishrek Shoyt. It's a combination of Dam Mishrek Shoyt and that Kele, it's for a Kele, it's less likely, it's not so easy for a Kele to be Belea. In other words, so when it's a question of Dam that has a tendency to lie down, so then it Moliach Harei Kriseach will not enable it to be Nivla into something that is relatively sturdy like a Kele. That's why the Rambo uses the Loshen Eilich HaLekele V'cheinikya Dimuta Avla Sakin Tzorich HaDochet Achakach. But so in other words, Yesh Matir Lachter V'Sakin, and because it wouldn't require agore, because it cannot be beleya. But why can't it be beleya? Because dam mishrek shoyt. And even those rishenim who do not apply the principle of dam mishrek shoyt, but vis-a-vis kele, which is relatively sturdy, they will apply the concept of dam mishrek shoyt. So mele, it doesn't require any agore. But if he does use isakim and the chtichas boso that shall be miluchet shio mil, so then he has to make a thorough hadochet. He make a thorough hadochet. Why? In order, because while blia cannot take place, but it might rub off to the surface of the sakim. It might adhere to the surface of the sakim. It will not be nivra because of dam mishrek shoyt. but it might rub off to the surface of the sake. So the mele, he has to make a doche and wash it off in case any drops of damp of particles of melach do rub off on the surface of the sake. So by rinsing it, it will be washed off. Oy needs a mikalke. So as in lieu of hadoche, he can just bring it in mikalke and something hard. So that will rub off, will rub off any drops of dam that might adhere to the surface of the sack. אם נסיעת שאולו בציר ואפילו קיבים שיר ממיכה אינו איסה משמעסקים אלו משמשיות סודם בעין על הפוסו ואם חיצר להדיחה שומעיתי דבר זה לא מלכה שומעות ותנאו דמחה בקנטינים וכשריצים ועסיס מוליח ועסקאים ואחר ששור ומיוקה ויכולים מיוקה כשיר אורו בקורס דמחה בהריסחי שישפות בשמינו החלק הרש לחתכל. So what should be done? Since לחתכל הוא יפתקי חישש for the Shittas HaIsrim, so suppose someone wants to keep it in salt for a long time and he doesn't want to keep it on the salting board for a long time, he doesn't want to keep it on this in ignition in UK. So in other words, he wants to preserve it, so mele he wants to keep it in salt in ignition in UK. What should he do? According to Rashi, there is no problem. All he has to do, after it was shea on the salting board, shiro milo, he can put it in the kushin in the mukhef and he has nothing to worry about. But according to Yeshe's name, he cannot do that, but he wants to keep it in salt in the kushin in the mukhef for a long time. So what should he do? So there is a way. In other words, even according to Yeshe's name. So let him keep it on the salting board, shiro milo. Then after it stayed on the salting board kishir mil, he is madiachet. Once he is madiachet, then the risichus is certainly poka. And even those who are chilek and rashi, so if he didn't make adoche, but if he makes adoche, then everybody admits that once you are madiach, the dechtichas posor, and you shake off all the salt, and you wash off all the salt, so of course then it's not risiach anymore. Once he was Matiachet, then he can be Reachet again in the Christian Minukev, and then he has nothing to worry about. Uchsharitzin Vazis Moliach, who is Kayim Baacha Shesho, the Yuchet, who is Minukev, Kishiro Oro, Madichin Eise Yofi Yofi, Vahaka Chetrin Umeuchin Eise, Kidesh Miskayim, Vafiro Bichui Shein Minukev, Vafiro, so in other words, now, what's a. We can ask the kashe according to the Nisikim who say that the mechaber is not cheshish lechatchile for the shite of Rambam. The mechaber is only cheshish lechatchile for the shite of the Isri Wachilik and Rashi, and who say that even after it was shei b'milche shiomil, even after it was shei b'milche shiomil, so it's still risayach. But for the Shire Sarambam, the Mechaber is not finished with Hatkele. Then we understand this, why the Mechaber says, Uchshareitzi vasis moliach v'niskayim v'achar shesho v'nyuchay v'chuyim v'nyukev kishir orol madiche nisi yofi yofi v'chaka chizrim v'meyu chenisi kishir niskayim v'afim v'chuyim v'nyukev. But according to the Shach, Monday I will go over inside the whole Shach. So the Shach, according to the Shach, that he says that the Pshach in the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says v'yesh mishayisem bozeu bozeu v'yesh l'chatchile, he means bozeu bozeu in the second case, because the Mechaber holds that those who are chilek and Rashi, so they agree with the Shittas Rambam, so then according to the Rambam, so you have to make chlita berotchim, and there is no other eight. So memele, according to the Rambam, you cannot just make kosher meat the way all the Jewish women have been making kosher meat throughout the generations by simply keeping it on the salting board and then rinsing it off or soaking it. Rinsing off the salt. So because if you're not chilek the reishim, so then in the course of the bishul process, so some dam might be neka from one spot and be absorbed by another spot and be absorbed by another spot according to the Rambam. So Mele, how can the Rambam, the Mechaba say Ukhsharei Tzim Vasis Moliach Liskai Macha Sheshod Nuchi Bichulim Kekishiro Madich Nisi Yofi Yofi Varakach Yitzchum Umeuchi Nisi Kishi Iskai Macha Yishen Mikot. According to the Rambam, this will not avail us. Only Chlite Berotchim, and the Mechaba doesn't say Chlite Berotchim. So we have to say that even according to the Shach, that he says that the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says Yish Mishayise, so he means the Shittas Rambam, so he doesn't mean Mamish the Shittas Rambam. He means the Mechaber holds that those Rishayim who are Chilik and Rashi, there are many Rishayim who are Chilik and Rashi. Now, here, if you look into the Deir Agilo, Oslo Amitzayim, so he says, who is the Mishayise? So Teisle, so Mordechai, Mishin Rabbi Elezer, the Lidok, the Rama, the Chen Posse, the Shari Dura. So there are number of Gesheni, who are Chilik and Rashi. So according to the Shach, these Gesheni apply the concept of the Rambam, the Shikha of the Rambam, but not all the way the Rambam is. According to the Rambam, so anything that comes out after it was shared in Milchei, has a din of dam. It's not meal down, it has a din of dam. So in order to be muter to eat techtichas also al bishul, according to Rambam, you have to make chlite berotchim. What does chlite berotchim accomplish? Chlite berotchim accomplishes that it saves the dam, it harnesses the dam, so that it will not be mekamun keni anymore. And damshali pirish is not osa. So suppose you are Madiach now. There is a loche that while dam is only niflat in the course of the shiur meal, but after 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, after 24 minutes, so no dam is niflat, but only tzir. But tzir is niflat in the course of Yidrei Shoyz. Masha'imke. So we say that only if it wasn't Hudach, but if it was Hudach, then that is saying the Mikvei Pleitas Atzir. Not only the Mikvei Pleitas Adav, it's even saying the Mikvei Pleitas Atzir. According to the Rambam, there is no such distinction between Dam and Tzir, because every fluid that comes out from the Bosor has a Chalish and Dam. But just as the Rishayim say, in regard to Adoche, that Adoche, after the Shiur meal, has the effect of being saying Pleitas Atzir, so Mimele, the Rambam, so the Rishayim were Achilik and Rashi, and according to the Shach, they are Achilik because of the Shittas Rambam. They agree with the Rambam that any fluid that comes out from the Tichas Bosor, even after the Shiur meal, has a Chalishem of Dam, but they will be made there. They will not agree with the Rambam, but they will hold that in view of the fact that Adoch has the effect of being saying Mikrei Pleitas Atzir, so the Mele, too, and these Rishayim Achilik and Rashi, they agree with the Rambam. There is no distinction, there are no two types of fluid. Dam and Tzir. There is only one fluid. Even the so-called Tzir, according to the Rambam, is a Chalish and Dam. But the Rishayim who say that after Adoche, so the Adoche has the effect of being Seisei, Nikvei Pleitas Atzir, and the Rishayim who are Chilik and Rashi, they don't recognize the distinction, the classification of two types of fluids that can be exuded from the Echtichas Bosor, one dam and one tzir. These Rishayim Achilik and Rashi, according to the Shach, they agree with the Rambam. It's dam. It's not tzir, dam and tzir. It's dam. But they agree with the Rishayim who say that after Hadoche, so then the Nikvei Pleitas Atzir Aniste. So Mele, according to these Rishayim, it means Nikvei Pleitas Adam Aniste. So even after Bishul, even in the course of Bishul, so no dam will come out from one mokim and be absorbed by another mokim. In other words, according to these Vishenim, so Hadoche has the same effect as Chwite Berit Chin has according to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? That once you are Meleach, the Bosom, and you allow the Melech to stay, she'll meal, and the Bosom, and the salting bowl, so then, in order to be able to eat it, Al-Debishol, you have to Bechelim Berit Chin. What's the effect? What's the significance of Chwite Berit Chin? Because Chwite Berit Chin has the effect of harnessing Kedam. What does it mean, harnessing the dam? Harnessing the dam means exactly stimas nikri plata sadam. That's what it means. So according to the Rishenim, who say that Hadoche is saying the nikri plata satsiya, so it means that it harnesses the tzir or the dam. According to the Rambam, tzir and dam the same hach. But so it's not, so now we can understand the shach, you see, the primary reason as to why the Or HaShulchan rejects the shach shite, that when the Mechaber says v'yesh misheiser v'zehu v'zeh, he means the shite Rambam, because the Mechaber holds that the yesh misheiser can agree with the shite Rambam, but there is one difference between the Rambam and the other Rishenim, Guachilik and Rashi. They both agree. All these Rishenim, Guachilik and Rashi, agree with the Rambam in that. Whereas, according to Rashi, there are two types of fluid. There is a fluid what is called dam, and there is a fluid that is what is called tzir. And any fluid that is exuded from the Chtichas Bosor after it was shaved in Milchay does not have a Chalishan dam, has a Chalishan tzir, is male bound. According to the Rambam, it's not male bound, it's also dam. But, just as Rishenim mentioned in connection with tzir, that Hadoche has the effect of being say nikri plates atzir, that means that it will not be neka from one mokim and be absorbed by another mokim in the Chtichas Bosor, because it will not be neka anymore. So Mimele, according to this Rishenim, Hadoche also has the same effect as Chwite Berit Chin. So Mimele, now we understand this, why the Mechaber does not say at the end of Sif Yutes, v'yesh mi shematzrich litni v'mayim reitchim v'yesh l'loches l'chatchile, because only according to the Rambam, the only thing that harnesses the dam is chwite reitchim, but Hadoche after miliche does not harness the dam. Mashein kei, the Mechaber, he passes like the Rishenim, who say that Hadoche after the shiur miliche he says in nikri pleitas atzir. So even if we say that tzir is dam, but it says in nikri pleitas atzir, so we don't have to worry less that more tzir or more dam will come out from one mokim and it will be niflat from one mokim and be absorbed by another mokim. So he says, "Zukshereit zimasis moliach v'iskayim lachas sheshor v'miluchim v'miluchim sheshoro v'adichni ziyofi yofi v'hakach chizrim v'miluchim zikishiskayim v'afilu b'chwishim v'miluchim v'afilu v'isvorezu im reitzel v'miluach v'lechel v'sili v'loy adoche eise v'nechishish l'idam shal ha'melech sho'ei shi'a v'yumenei ha'melech v'yumrei adam." So he says, even according to Yesh Yisrael, if you want to eat it on the tzli to boil it, so then you have nothing to worry about. Because even though the dam that comes out later on the fluid that comes out later, so has a Halishan dam, but the melech has the effect of drawing out everything. So the melech, there is nothing to worry about. Right? According to Yesh Yisrael. ולפיכוך מדיח יופי יופי ויצא לריך ועין וכמה סימן הנבוב מדיבוס השני לך ויהוד הכניס לכך ומוקים שמלך מוצו. So what should we do? Suppose there is no melach. So then there is only one way to eat it out of its sleep. יצלה בוסו עד שיוזף כל דומי והכך יבשלו. Alright, so for Monday, so you just go over very carefully every shach and task in this city.
Shir Tezayin in Malicha, Chafei Teves Hitovshim Mem Gimel, January 10th, 1983, on Monday.
Sif Mem in the Shach, no, in the Taz, I'm sorry. Sif Mem in the Shach, in the Taz, and Sif Chob of the Mechada. כוס השנים מחלישו כי זה מניח אל מסלוע הקר ביחוד ולא ידוחה ונשמר ונציע מותה ופי זה בוס פינוף על יצחיסי ונמיץ עם הבוסו אך ששור כי זה מניח מותה ויש מי שאיסה בוזה ובוזה ויש לא חייץ לא יחתחיל. So there are several questions that have to be considered. One is let's say maybe it should be also on the basis of on the basis of Moliach HaRech HaSeach. If it's on the basis of Moliach HaRech HaSeach, it can only ask a clip, unless it's a Dov HaShomen, but you're not dealing with Dov HaShomen. And then the other shayla is maybe it's also completely on the basis of the Kovush Bitzir HaRech HaKimvush. So the shita of Rashi is that it's mutar gam. It's not oser on the basis of kovush mitzir arei kibushul, because it's not reseach anymore, and it's not even oser on the score of noriach arei reseach. Now the question is, those who are chilek on Rashi, the yesh mishayseach. So are the Eiseir on the score of Meliach HaRech HaSeach? So the Meile it will only be Osake Diklite, or the Achilik on the score of Kovish Bitzir HaRech HaKovish also to be Osake Diklite. Now the Ramor says the Yesh Eisrim Afilu B'dieved K'diklite, but then the Marshal is Chilik on the Ramor, and he says that it's also complete. So there's the Machlekes. In other words, those who are Chilik on Rashi, is it on the score of Moriah Harei Kereseyach, but Kovish Bitzir not, so maybe it's only Osek Edikmite. This is how the Ramo passes. And the Marshal holds that those who are Chilik on Rashi, so it's on the score of Kovish Bitzir Harei Kereseyach, Harei Kibush, so maybe it's also complete. Now let's see the Taz. אחר ששור ממזי אחר ששור סיף ממזי נותז אחר ששור כדמליך נותז זה מה יסד רשי ויתם דמשום הצעירים לאיס וינידם אל מייל הבוסור שערי אחר ששור כשיעו מדיח נעיסי ליבש לבידירו וינחי שישים יצירה נפרד ממנו ויאף על פישה מלך של הבוסור עושה שאדם לא רבי הוא ייקח צורך להדיח הבוס היופי מכל מוקי של הדורת. So there are several things that we have to consider. Number one is maybe it should be osea, because the tzir that comes out, the tzir that comes out from the bosso after it was shev in milchei, maybe it has a din of dam. If it has a din of dam, so definitely tzir mamesh, so it's reseach. So in mele, the whole chtichas boso, it becomes oser because of kovish bitzir. Because if the mail that comes out after it was shev in milchei has a din of dam, so in mele, that means we have here a mixture of melech and dam. Melech and dam, that's tzir reseach, melech and dam. So certainly the aloche of kovish bitzir are kovish. So according to whose shita could it have a din of dam? The Rambam shita. We don't have any other Rishenim who say explicitly, like the Rambam, in other words. So the Rambam is the only one who says that even after it, the chtichas bosor was sheyed in milchei shiomil, so any fluid that comes out from the chtichas bosor after that, after it was sheyed in milchei, also has a chalishen dam. If it has a chalishen dam and it's mixed with melech, so that's your mamish. That's the definition of tzia. In other words, if it is dam commingled with melech, so it's tzia. So the mele and the chtichas boso was kovush, was immersed kishio shiyalo gabeich viyatechenu in that mixture of dam and melech. So the mele, it should be also completely according to Rambam. But all the other Rishayim Achilik and the Rambam. But even if we reject the Shittas Rambam and we say, as Rashi says, that the fluid that comes out from the Tichas Boso after it was Shein Milchen does not have the Chalishem down, but it still could have a din of Tzir Reseach. It's not down, but who says that in order to be a Reseach Mitzatzia, so it has to have down? Many Rishayim say that Kovush in Vinegar and Chemetz also has a din, that certainly not down. So vinegar is heterogamous, but if something is kovush in vinegar, so it has the same deal like kovush mitzia. So even if we reject the Shittas Rambam and we say that the fluid that comes out from the Chtichas Boso after it was shaved in Milchen does not have a chaloishem dam, all right, so it's mil baalmei, but maybe that mail together with the melech has a chalois din tzia, and the Chtichas Boso is kovush in that tzia, so melech becomes orsa. Oh, so Rashi Shiti is that not only he doesn't have a chalishim dam, that he doesn't even have a chalishim tzir either. But then we could still say, but maybe Moliach Arik Veseach it has, so it should be also chalapokas liquipe. So Rashi Shiti is three things we can see in Rashi Shiti. First of all, point number one, that Rashi is chalik anishitis Rama, that he doesn't have a chalishim dam. Point number two, that it does not even have a din of Tzir Reseach. It's not Tzir, it's just an ordinary fluid. And point number three, that once it was Shein B'Milchei, so the Aloche of Moliach HaRei Reseach doesn't apply. So that's the Shita of Rashi. But then, V'yeish M'sheis, so he says, Ze Ma'isel Rashi, V'atam V'mishma Tzir in Reisach, Dei Nedam El Meir. הבוסו שהיה חששו כשיו בדיח ניסל ושת מדירו והנחי שהוא יציר הניבות ממנו ויעבור פי שם אל השואה בוסו עושה שהאדם הוא רבי הוא כך צורך בדיח הבוסו יופי. So the question is, why does Rashi say that it's mutter, but certainly there are drops of dam that encompass the particles of salt and are contained inside the particles of salt. That is certainly also, we should differentiate maybe those particles of salt, or the dam that is contained in the particles of salt, or that encompasses the particles of salt. Maybe some of that dam will be nivra in the boso because of the aloche of Moliach HaRei Reseach, mikol mokein, oy si dam shenim lach nivra kudi melech. So the point number one that Rashi mentions is that the reason is why we're not chayshish less the drops of dam. The drops of dam won't lie in the boso on the score of Moliach HaRei Reseach. So he says, even so, according to the first reason, so even if we assume that it still has a din of Reseach, but so assuming that the melech is considered Reseach even after it was shein b'milchei, but since the dam that encompasses the melech is completely dried up, so then it seems capable of being nivra in the boso, assuming that it is Reseach, it's still incapable of being nivra in the boso, because which kind of boso can, which kind of dam can be nivra in the boso if it didn't dry up? If the dam is still moist to a certain extent, but if the dam is completely misyavish, completely dried up, then assuming that it is Reseach, but it could not be nivra. That's the first thing. We call it Reisi dam shenim lach nidavu bivelach umisyavish b'seichet v'nikeach libleya b'boso v'imloikei. Because if we are going to say that even the dam that encompasses the particles of salt, so can be nivra, so then the question is, every time we make a dochevas chayse, how can we make a dochevas chayse? We should be afraid lest the drops of dam that encompass the particles of melech, so those drops of dam will become dissolved in the in the water when we make the Hadoche Basraise, because Hadoche Basraise does not have to be made dafka to the poset al vishtife, it can be made in the kele also. And when we make Hadoche Basraise, we can use a cliche in Yukif as well. So the question is, we should be cheshish when we immerse techtichas gosa with the particles of salt and the drops of dam in the pot. This Hadoche Basraise, so those drops of dam might become dissolved in the water, and because of the risichus of mitzad aloche of muriach harei kreseach, it will be nivra in the basar. The answer is those drops of dam, even assuming that it's still riseach, but it couldn't be nivra in the basar because it's already dried up. So even if it is dissolved in the water, it still is incapable of being nivra in the basar because it's already dried up. This is Shadim. The Moikin is a composer, Shmanich, and my Madihe, Kinim Hamel, Vadam Shemiseh, Nivan Boso, the Maui Mai Maui Mayo. One of Shahif, we say, in the case of Mayo. So, then, it can be Nivra because of the Risikus Amelech. So, in the case of Mayim, it should also be capable of being Nivra. The answer is no, it's dried up, it's nisyabesh, it cannot be nivra. So in case of Meir, it could not be nivra either. Shnei v'etere, elovad haidam ha-melech nisyabesh b'seyche, v'inikiyach lotzis, kinkos v'atitzis v'akiz v'atadeis v'yorosh. So first the Rosh mentions this dam, that once the dam was nisyabesh, it was sheol nil, so then the dam is nisyabesh, and once the dam is nisyabesh, so it's incapable of being nivra. And then the Rosh mentions an additional reason. He says, Rosh kosavoi iname posakirach hamelech machmas yiflides adam umachmas eitzi hamelech lo yichoshet beit kiveteyach v'lidome libaryeno dinof mikamchem. So you nechshav kreseyach. So the Gemara says that in the case a certain pigeon fell into milk. So then and that milk was very salted. So then we say Imoya Kamchemuachardei Ajin, so then the pigeon becomes Oseh, because it was a b'chol. Because since the milk is very salted, so it mele yitzav muriach harei kreseach. So the milk becomes nivra in the pigeon, in the bayeno. So the question is, but don't we say after it was shared, let's say 18 minutes, so then it's posakir hamelech, so how can the milk be nivra in the gosor ayeno, but it's already tzeinen imoyar hankam chemulach harba shinecho machas milchay apshiru shakusach nivra mizman ubed hosor posakir hamelech. When do we say posakir hamelech? When the salt was placed on the chtichat bosor for the purpose of drawing out the blood. So mele, since blood was drawn out, was extracted by means of the soul, so then the kirach hamelech subsides. Masheim kei, over there, it wasn't salted to take out the blood. So mele, the milk was just salted. So in order to function as a strong preservative, so in mele, it's not posakir hamelech. Mashaykin, in this case, where it was salted for the purpose of drawing out the blood, there, after sheol nil, it already is posakir hamelech. So the Rosh mentions two reasons as to why we say that in the case where tichas boso, after it was sheol nil, was placed in a Christian new cave, so then it's also, even though it's nismale atzir. Why? Because it's not tzir, it's male, and it cannot be nivle. So one reason is it cannot be nivle because the dam is nisyabich, even if it had been nisyach. The second reason is it cannot be nivle because it's tzeinet. It's not nisyach anymore. וכן כל הסמך והתיר השני שלא רושם וחרנו ביקושם לא רשו טעם ואוגון ומכי התירוץ הזה פוסעים בתרומס הדשן סימי פופנטס ויביאו רמנו בסומוך סימי זה ואיך עוד שמולך אבוס ונמצאות חייב somebody salted the goose and then after salting it he found out that this avos, this goose was it raive ve'acha she'shosh yom eliche nosne im boso kosher after the avos taken it salt she'yom eliche so he placed it together with regular boso kosher posakshon so the transportation paskins kim nitzir so this mitzvah vigam yeish emset merube so that should be told him achlekes Rashi and that of a shame because according to Rashi it should be mutab and according to the creation of Israel it should be osa so he said the transportation sins is emset merube nitzir so this mitzvah arav Shabbos so the male kim shepo shimu no to Rashi kretayach shepo posa kirchanam so he relies on the shittis Rashi the lock of emset merube אבל בין אפשר מרובה so the Thomas Adeshen says you should be machmir because of the achmir כי מי שעסמק ועצמי כוסה בוסו ודבינו שנוגו זה וזה כשאין וחם עם שני ימינוחים בין היבשים שני ים אסורים משמע לה אפילו לאחר שיר מליח העיר it's in other words because the smag says the tea בוסו and dvino which are both salted can contact with each other so both are so why is both are so so that could only accord with the sheet of the Yeshitzre so we see that the smag does not rely on the sheet of Rashi so mele we too we mokim shein efset merube we shouldn't rely on the sheet of Rashi we should ask im shnei merube ni vei shnei asur mash vatulach asher uvi chayim וגם ספר התרומה בשער דורם ויוזרוע סביר עליהם וגם החכים מעכשיו לסייח עם אפשר לשירונים על כל כוחים להוקים אלו מוקים דרך הכידורים ויש לנו ליטריץ על קופונים דברי הסמאק שלא יהיו חושים כי הדוד Now, you see, in the smag we have a stir. On one hand, Tesvis before mentioned that Chayim Kosov HaSmag Dibri HaTeretz HaShini Shel Rosh, like Rashi. And the second explanation. Why? Because it's Posakir HaMelech. On the other hand, the smag paskins that Bosol Udvino that were salted, that were in contact with each other, and both were Miluchim, so then it becomes Osir, so it's a stir between one smag and the other. In one place the smag he seems to agree with Rashi, in the other, in the case of Bosal Bigbino Meluchim Shenogus of the Zay, he says it's Osir, so he doesn't agree with Rashi. Yishlon Akoponim Divri HaSmag Yishlon Taretz Akoponim Divri HaSmag Shalayim Bikoshimadon. There is a way to reconcile the two smags. And really it's really a smag ואמרים שלא לזו לבוס הכיח המלך אלא דווקא בנפרידם מן הבוסה מה שאם כי מבוסה של נפלט ופודומי ביהודה מעקים הולכו להישגה היום ובדי חושב לשיח והרי לא ישים מלך לא שקור שנאמר לו לבוס הכיח והאבק היי בקמכם שזוכר הראש והסמד ושמוך יוסה יופי כוסף הסמאג ובוס המוליח כזה מנוגע בבינו הוועדיין בשיח לאילום כל זמן שאולה so he says we can reconcile it to smag it is true that the smag says in one place like Rashi that if it's posakir hamelech it's not reseach anymore you cannot ask and in another place the smag says that bosol dvino sheno guze vzeki sheni ruchim so then it does become osea so how can we reconcile the two smags so he says that according to the smag when can we say posakir hamelech when the purpose of the salting was to draw out the blood so once the melech whose function was to draw out the blood so once it was shevi milche it's posakir hamelech ma sheikin in the other case other case of Bosol Gvino Shino Bozeh Bozeh, so it means Bosol that had been made kosher some time ago, 2 weeks ago it was made kosher, but it was like now the Bosol was salted again after it got rid of its blood content. So now it was, and after it was hudach, so it was salted again. So we salt again. So here we cannot say posakeh. It's only when the salting was for the purpose of extracting the blood, then it's posakeh. But if the chtiras bosal that was salted now had been salted some time ago, so it already got rid of its natural blood content. And now, since it wasn't done for the purpose of drawing out the blood, so mimele, it's also. Mashiach came because of Shnikot Kokodome, and then it was so beautiful, and then Mahakim Ulchu, Yisikayon, Vadi Hoshel Viseach, Dari Semelach was a Polish name all of the Posakiri, Vadi Kahidi Kamnesh, Zoch Rosh, Vasmak, Mishmoch Yobe, Kosa Vasmak, the Posamuliach, Kote, Ibnoga Mimele, Avadayim Viseach Leilon, Kholz Manshulach, וזה איש לא נעימה, וגם כל החייקים שאין פיטר שחת לשום, מה אם בעניין זה? למצוא, לא יהיה מחלי כס כלל, וירום ומפסק, אפילו שלא ידמוק עם הפסק מרובה, להחל. So at first it says that there is no stira between the two smacks. The smack that says like Rashi, as reference to the case, where the salt was placed back there was for the purpose of drawing out the blood. So then it has the effect of Posakeh HaMelech. Mashiach in the smag that says in connection with Bosol Gnishno Guzem Zeh Yibdi Ram Luchim. So it does say it's referenced to Tichas Bosol that got rid of its natural blood content some time before. And now he was Mimiliach again after it was Nimlach already once and Udach. So in such a case we do not say Posakeh HaMelech. So Mimele, so maybe we could say that those and that were chilek, so also have the same sheep. Because yesh lo neima likam kol achilkim shemeidi to mesadesh en shom. Mayo bin yezem yusolim achleik eskal yiron lipsik afil shaloi mo kinefset mohume. Vehat omno mitzadeach od yesh kuri. Dasmat, but the Tas says there is still machleik eskal. Dasmat, meinvel maister rashi, bishim ribo, yach hashiyon liche, so the dam does not have a din of Reseach. Only the dam is not Reseach after it was shaved milk. But the Boso remains Reseach. Our Boso Reseach Mikre. Shemochim of our Tsirao Dino, Eiseach. So the reason is because after it was posakeh hamelech, so the melech is not reseach anymore. Masheinke, the dam is not reseach anymore, but the boso remains reseach. Some mele in the case of boso udvino, shenogu zemazeh, there it's not a shayla in isadam, there it's a shayla in isam boso b'cholo. So all we need is not that the dam should be nivra, that the boso should be nivra. The boso continues to be reseach, even after the boso Uoshe Shio Mil Bimil. So Elo the Rosh Vasmag al Kochach Lesluchilze. Dinkane, only the smag makes the distinction between the Bosor and the Dam. That after it was Shio Mil, so the Dam does not have a Din of Geseach. But the Bosor has Shem Geseach. Only the smag, the Sefer Mitzvot, agrees with the Chite. But the other Rishonim do not agree with the Chite. אומר מצד אחד יש פרוט לסמק מי ועמייסה לרשם בשמרבו לאחר שם ליח אין לו שם ריסח לינדם אבל פוסר ריסח משם משמו חינוך הוא הוציר על גיל ריסר ועל כל הפוסר בגוי שרדורי הוא מביא רמו סיבזה דמידיח הפוסר בכלכלבס מלוך לו ועושה ואם כן גם בעבוד לאבו סטריפה של תחומס הדשן דוליר יש לו עשר ומקום מוקים אבו פוסר ריסח דרץ מתישה לו דם בין ניבו אבו דבוסר בין ניבו אין לחולו אין לחולו בין ניבו אין לבוסר סודיה it is we say we say sa boso elo de rosh va smag al kol khwester khlig ze din kein wo ye machin kum in de hampe uch mich was sag zum sa deshen khokh ze va khim chi mit zi ot ge atsmo shi yev shvi na kein va kol khokh yo pe khi et zum sa deshen bin efs de ru be lo de ri si mi khom za od ze va khilik lay pis ki de mari de zum sa deshen mach ma sha va san veilo היפסו חותום איבי פריציה נמלו וחיד משעת ציר נחו מחמס מלכי אלו על דיטיבו אבל פי שהפוסרים רסייח מקום מוקים הציר רסייח ואיסה so he says ולתחום הסדשן the Thomas Adeshen mentions the distinction between the dam and the boso so but the Rosh and the Smag couldn't recognize the distinction because the Rosh and the Smag they both has the Kashi against Rosh Hashite. Why is it different? Why does the Gemara say Gabi Habayene the Nofali Kamche, so then it becomes also if the Rosh and the Smag had agreed with the Lomdes of that distinguishes between the Dam and the Boso, so then there wouldn't be any Kashi. Only the Dam is not Reseach after it was Sheonil, but the Boso is Reseach, and there it's a question of the Boso, not of Dam. So why do they have to give other Tarutzim? So that shows that both the Rosh and the Smag don't recognize the distinction between Dam and Bosol. In other words, if Achash Eshor bin Milchei, so the Dam is not Reseach, so even the Bosol is not Reseach. That's why they ask Ikashi from Bayene Dinof Alikimche. אבל דרוש והסמג הכל חולס לחיל כזה דין כאילו ימת שגומן היין ללחמכם וכמו שפוסק תומס הדי שנכוח איזו על חיל כשלו הציל להכתיר עצמי שיהיה אפשר למכן ועל כל אוכיופי יחי את תומס הדשן בין הפסק נראו באלוי so the תומס הדשן himself the תומס הדשן himself says that there is no nafkimine between the status of the dam and the status of the bosom that one is telling the other. Once we assume that the dam is not reseach, we have to say that the posog is not reseach either. The posog is reseach either. Who makes that distinction? That is a smack. Say by Mr. Scott. He distinguishes between the dam and the posog. But the smack, say by Mr. Scott, and the rosh, and the Thomas Adeshen, they don't recognize the distinction. All right. The Roisi, למלך המזל דבח חלק על היפיסקי דמרי מחמס שהאבוס נבלו יפסו חותומית ליפולי ציר נבלו וחיבן שהציר נלך מוחס מלכי אל גאיתים אבל פי שהבוס הרי נרסייח מקום לו כמעט ציר נרסייח ועשר in other words the Thomas Adeshen passed in connection with the case of an אבוס שנמצא מולך אבוס ונמצא טריפו ביחס ששור שיר מליחה נוסל עם בוסי כושר so the Thomas Adeshen passed the Mokim Efset Merubi it's Mutter but Shaloi the Mokim Efset Merubi it's also the Bach is Chaylei and the whole team the Mokim Efset Merubi it is still also why? Because Avos is very shome, and Avos is goose. So there is a lot. So for a long time it keeps some being pelitzia. So the mele, and that seer, even after it was even, and that seer that it keeps some being pale, it cannot be. It is so salty that it cannot be. So the mele, it continues to be pelitzia. This is what the Bach says. Machmash avos anevelu yipsuch otomi. Lipom yitzir nevele. Vechimu shatzir en nechal machmas milchei. Elu al mitibu. Avo pish avos orinu yiseach. Mikom lo kimatzir yiseach veiseach. U velani is daiki idei leser mitam ze. In other words, so the Bach doesn't mention the distinction between dam and vosom. The Bach holds that there is an equation between dam and vosom. If the dam is not veiseach after it was sheyeh shiomil, shiomil yichem. Shiomil, bimliche. So the bosor is not veseach either. But avos is different. In the case of an avos, is different. Because an avos is very shomim. And it keeps on, and when you salt an avos, it goes. So then it will keep on being pelitzia for a long time, after the shiomil. That the mitzia is because it's very fat. Because it's very fat. So, just as we see that when something is very shomei, so then there is more blie. There is more blie than if something is the vakochosh, let's say, mliach and nikraseach. But the maximum blie can only be in the klipe if it's the vakochosh. If it's the vashomei, so then it can be blie vechulei. So, mele, the Bach says that even though there is no difference between dam and boso, but avos is different. Because avos keeps on being pelit for a long time, and it's reseach. But tases on his right in the U.S. sometimes. Ich war ich hier mit dir as mit uns a deshe shop. Shas mag ve rosh lo isvir le aichuke. Din kein lo yomak shol kum. Er vol vaday. Di gam atzir lo in reseach. Ach ashir mo liche. Din kein af in yei sheize pesing disvir le aichuke. מכל מוקים גדאי מתאים צו הסמאג והראש וחד שינוי הליש נחלו ילמוק נפסים ולוחי ויופי פוסקו מערי ורמו וגם מרשאו פוסק לי ונסיבטס כך סוורי ופוסק כך המלך מחמש שאיף לי גם ולילי ויסיבו אני שום אלו דה מרשאו בפרק הוא הבוסו סימן חופכס חיליקו על מערי דה תרום סדשת ויקוסה שיש לחלק בין הבוסו המלך ועוד ליציר צוקים בהידיך די כוסך היינו דווקא מבוסו יש לחלק דברים יש המלך פוסק כך אחר שהיפלי בניו וכי הכי סופי לבוסו אבל בכוסך אין לחלק בוחה שאם המלך אין יקריסח אבל הכוסך אין יקריסח אלא על כל כך חקי יקריסח וחידאי מרי ורמו ליס מחלם במוקים מיצר ואפסד בו so I mean what the Taz says in other words he mentions the two mishenes in the Rosh as to why after the Bosa was shared in Milche after the Bosa was shared in Milche so then he doesn't tassel anymore so one time is that the dam is nisyabe so it cannot be nivla and but according to the first dam so we can still assume that it is reseach but nivla dam couldn't be nivla after the shoshe in Milche because the dam is right up and the second that's the most important dam is that it's not reseach anymore. It's not reseach anymore. And then he says, then he mentions, the Taz mentions a stira between two smags, because on one hand the smag mentions Rashi Shite, and the smag says that the reason is why Rashi passes that the Chtichas Boso does not become Osea even though it's here came out after the Shei Shei Milchei because Lacha Sheshou Shei Milchei so it's Posakeach HaMelech so it's not Reseach anymore and then he mentions another smart that posol gino sheno guze boze kishim vachim im shnei miluchim vim yibeishim shnei masurim so it's a stira so the Taz says that smak shite is this makshitin is that there is a difference between miliche being done for the purpose of drawing out the blood. So then we say after Yishio Nil it's posakiyach hamelech, and so that's the first mark. So he say he passes like Rashi, but then the other mark where he says posol gino shenogu ze vze, so there the posol, the miliches aposol was not done for the purpose of drawing out the blood, because there he has the smag is reference to a case where the boso had already been nimlach once, and then a second time after it was nimlach and hudach he was mleachet a second time together with gvino. So there it's not shayach to say posakir hamelech. So that's the sheet of the smag. But then he says the Thomas Adeshen does not agree with this distinction, and the Thomas Adeshen holds that according to Rashi that we say posakir hamelech, so we say posakir hamelech not only in the case where the miliche was done for the purpose of drawing out the blood, but even if the miliche was done on echtichas boso a second time after it had been nilach and hudach once, we still say posakir hamelech. So in other words, so we have the sheet of the smag. So in other words, according to the sheet of Rashi, so there are several sheets. So the Asam who apply the sheet of Rashi that it's always posakir hamelech, and then the smart sheet is that we apply the longness of Rashi only in the case where the melicha was done for the purpose of drawing out the blood. But if the melicha was done a second time after it had already after the blood had already been drawn out, and now a second time we are meleach dechtichas boso, then the keyach hamelech is not posak, so it remains riseach after the shiur nil. That's the smak shite. But then the tromesadeshen shite is that it doesn't make any difference, that according to Rashi's lomdes, so in all situations it posak keyach hamelech, even if the melicha was done as a second time after all the blood had been drawn out once before.
Where will we pick it up Wednesday?
What is
it? Where will we pick it up Wednesday? See if I end, or we'll finish more shots sometimes.
Of course, we still didn't finish. Okay.